The Greenhouse Reel 9. You were just saying that you said you, that they couldn't do this on the say-so of a German civilian.
I started kicking up a fuss about this and saying that this man ought to have some better advice than he was getting, you know. I mean, I already didn't like a lot of these officers because they had come from England. They'd been specially recruited because of their industrial knowledge. They didn't, they'd never been in the war, as it were, you know. And in my view, they were more concerned with their German girlfriends than they were with anything else. And
you said you ended up in prison?
Well, I said this to the adjutant of the unit, and he said that I was being insubordinate and I was put under arrest again. And so I'm sitting in this room waiting all the details of the arrest when another officer came in and said, "You're very lucky. Your agent service group 39 has just come through. Now, if you can be out of here and packed and on that truck within half an hour," he said, "we'll forget what's happened." So literally, I was out of there and packed and away. But they didn't let me forget what happened, because when I was discharged, you know that you got a discharge papers in which there is details of your rank and your character reference. The top one, of course, is A, and then you go down B, C, D. Well, the one that was on mine was E, despite the fact that I was still a warrant officer class 2. And 3 or 4 months later, I got a letter from the RESC records. And they said they discovered that there had been an error in my discharge papers. Could I send them back? So I sent it back. And the only change was that the E had now become an A. That was the end of my army career.
What was the name of the unit you were in when you were a personnel selection sergeant?
Well, this was part of the War Office, and we were simply personnel selection group, you see.
So it wasn't a unit at all?
It wasn't a unit at all.
Just a section of the War Office?
Just a section of the War Office.